I'm going to be presenting about an hour concert around men's issues. I don't know how many of you know it, but part of my work is as, well, I suppose formally you would say, a men's issues consultant, which tells you probably absolutely nothing about what I do and where I do it and so forth. But rather than explain all of that and give long talks about it, one of my favorite ways of presenting what I call men's issues is to through music. I like doing it through music because, for one thing, music is kind of a different mode of communication. It's, some of you probably, I heard you talking about left brain, right brain the other day. This is the non-linear, always just rational approach. Music is one way to do that. So I present to you out of that kind of mode. The songs that I'll be doing are mostly songs that I've written over the last 5 or 6 years, and they're based on particular experiences that I've had in my life, which having experienced them and then looking at them, I see issues in for me, things I've had to confront about myself as a man. I've had to do some changing, work through them, and I'm still in the midst of all of that. So I'm glad to present what I have right now and hope that you enjoy it. I'd like to do a minimal amount of talking once I start. So I'll say right now that particularly, I'll ask some favors of you, particularly on songs that kind of leave you with that open feeling or not a particularly wanting to burst into spontaneous applause. Maybe if it, on songs like that, you could just sit with that energy rather than kind of what I would call dissipated by clapping. And now we'll maybe just have a little bit of silence and move on to another song. Others you probably feel like clapping and yuck yuck ha hawing on guffawing at the end of, because I believe that humor is pretty important in everything. So if you could leave those silences, you probably know when they're appropriate. And the other thing is there's a lot of the songs are sing-alongs. They have choruses which repeat. And I'd invite you to sing along in those. That would please me immensely. One of the things I like about people singing along is that my guess is that you're sharing some of your own experience. It's kind of like you're saying, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If I'm up here sharing all of this stuff, I think, gee, I'm the only one in the world that feels this. That's kind of a drag. So even if you don't totally feel it, you can kind of sing along, you know, the things I'm talking about. That's all for now. First music I ever played was on a flute, which was given to me by my father. He's a band director, and he was grooming me, I think, for some kind of life, but also for his band. He was short on flute players, so when I was 9, he gave me a flute. But I like to start off. I like to start off whenever I do a presentation around this kind of stuff, which is pretty close to my heart. To think of my dad and appreciate him for the flute, the music, and other things that he has given me. So that's where we'll start.
Thank you.
powerful in perfection. Brad, you're nothing short of brilliant. Christian, you're incredibly creative and caring. Dennis, you're dependable, dashing and daring. Oh, it's great to be a man. Eric, your efforts are always effective. Fernando, you're fun and full of feeling. Greg, you're gregarious, gentle and giving. Hal, you're a human, honestly living. Oh, it's great to be a man. Roger, you are very responsible. Soft, Sal, so strong and sensitive. Tosh, you are trustworthy to a T, exceptionally wise and pleasing. Oh, it's great to be a man. It's great to be a man. Say it proud, say it clear. It's great to be a man. Oh, it's great to be a man. It's great to be a man. Say it proud, say it clear. It's great to be a man. Es maravilloso ser hombre. Es maravilloso ser hombre. Dilo con orgullo, dilo con claridad. Es maravilloso ser hombre. Da, 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 da. Es maravilloso ser hombre. Es maravilloso ser hombre. Dilo con orgullo, dilo con claridad. Es maravilloso ser hombre. Sing along in the chorus of this one, okay? Just to kind of warm it up here. Dawn was breaking the dark, early morning in the park. The birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling at ease, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time? Sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? To do today than sit there. And here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at a loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts,
Can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile and knit? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, let's play tennis till 10. Well, our game was so splendid when we had ended. We promised next Monday we'd do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath, thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? And here I've been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. And I just went right on thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while.
Well, not that sitting is the only thing to do in the world. Sometimes I sit and I'm quiet, not because I necessarily want to be. It's because I don't know exactly what to say, or because I don't know what I'm feeling. And here's a song about that.
Rotten, the earth is drying, the plants on the windowsill are dying, the leaves on the trees have even stopped trying to hold their position. A lazy malaise, that's the type of description that happily applies to this kind of condition. I've got those, I just won't stay in touch with my feelings blue. Well, the days are so long, I always wish it was later. One more trip to the refrigerator. My mother comes to mind and how I hate her lack of affection. My mind keeps dancing in childhood reflection. Logical consequences, future projection. I've got those, I just won't stay in touch with my feelings blue. Oh, I've got those, I just won't stay in touch with my feelings blue. Won't you help me if you can? I'm feeling down, out of touch, and I do appreciate you being round so very much. I'm thinking of a friend, she's also my lover. How late last night I was lying above her, closing my eyes and trying to cover the hole in my heart. I speak in riddles, I keep the horse before the cart. I talk in similes and circles, I've got it down to an art. And I've got those, I just won't stay in touch with my feelings blue. Oh, I've got those, I just won't stay in touch with my feelings blue.
Wanted to sing that for the interim class a couple of weeks ago, and you were talking about Mr. Duffy. Oh yeah, I know what that looks like. This is a song which I've written about a man, I guess a boy, who never got a chance to become a man. I grew up with John. And I suppose I met him in about the second grade when we moved to Ottawa, Illinois. And John was kind of one of those, I don't know, I was ambivalent about our friendship. I played basketball, I was on the team, got good grades, first chair in the band flute. John never was quite making it. He had flunked a grade. Really struggled for C's. He was the water boy, or the manager, I guess, on the basketball team. But of all the people in high school I spent time with, it was with John. We lived in the same neighborhood, and we were friends. I didn't realize we were friends, I think, or how much that friendship, how much our togetherness meant to me, until later on in life. I mean, not so long ago. I think I really started owning how important that was and how our friendship was, I don't know, maybe some sort of microcosm of what it's like for men to be friends. You're friends, but you don't quite own it, you, that kind of thing. Anyway, John was killed in the Vietnam War, and I suppose that's why I started to think about these, some of these things, because that big hole opened up all of a sudden. And this is a song about our friendship and about his death. It's called Blood Brother. On the Illinois prairie, we grew up side by side. Constant companions till the sun left the sky. We played baseball till twilight and watched the lightning bugs fly. And our... start this over again. On the Illinois prairie, we grew up side by side. Constant companions till the sun left the sky. We played baseball till twilight, watched the lightning bugs fly. And our, something I can't think of the word. And our hearts held the secrets of the dreams we'd confide. Our minds knew the mystery. Oh boy, just hang in there, okay? Sometimes this happens. It's just like a couple of words are missing. I've sung this song for years. On the Illinois prairie, we grew up side by side. Constant companions till the sun left the sky. We played baseball till twilight, watched the lightning bugs fly. And our hearts knew the secrets that a man can confide. The stars beamed the mysteries no mind understood. We talked of the difference between the bad and the good. And with a knife we etched into our hands as into wood. Pushed our palms together, became brothers in blood. Johnny, 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 I'll tell you no lies. We cut one another, and I called you blood brother. And I promised I'd tell you no lies. Well, his daddy had been a pilot in the Second World War. He'd won a medal, so he'd never forget all his stories of the fighting.
told with little regret. And we would listen, and always he'd tell us one more. He'd speak of Spitfires and Focke-wulfs whenever he could. Then we'd put on his khaki helmet and go play soldier in the wood. Or we'd dogfight with model airplanes like little boys should, never knowing the truth about our brothers in blood. Johnny, 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 they told us a lie. For they cut one another, he never spoke of the blood. Brother Johnny, he told us a lie. Well, our games turned from playing to the business of life. I studied democracy, he carried that knife. And I was told it was a bullet so quick, so clean, that tore his head from his shoulders, shattered our dreams. Perhaps it was the stories his daddy left untold, the nightmares of the heroes and the cripples growing old. Or perhaps he really thought he could be bought or even sold. It's left me cold and holding the lie. Johnny, 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 they told you a lie. You were cut by another, my silent blood brother. Oh, Johnny, they told you a lie. Johnny, they're telling us lies. Us far apart, the distances will travel on the journey through our soul, will make us whole and give us all a heart. Brother, I've been looking my whole life long to find myself. The man in you is what I seek in time. The more you let me see of you, the more I see of me. I am yours, brother, you are mine. Brother, you are mine.
Kitchen.
how to raise a family, and when you're out with someone else, what am I supposed to do? As a way to handle those problems, we agreed to get together every Sunday afternoon at 1 to say, I'll always care for you, I'll always be there for you. It's easier said than done. Well, it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. I'll always care for you, I'll always be there for you. It's easier said than done. Well, we both knew our hearts were in the right place. We never meant to do each other wrong. Then one day we were sitting talking face to face. We never really meant to be apart for very long. For you went your way for what would be a little while, and I went mine for fun. Thinking, I'll always care for you, I'll always be there for you. It's easier said than done. Well, it's easier said than done. Easier said than done. We went our separate ways. We didn't see each other much. It surprised most everybody when we changed. Every now and then we'd do a bit to try and stay in touch as we took the time to get ourselves and our families rearranged. Now once in every while we still try and get together, though we're both off and on the run. Forgetting, I'll always care for you, I'll always be there for you. It's easier said than done. Oh well, it's easier said than done. Easier said than done. I'll always care for you, I'll always be there for you. It's easier said than done. Still, I'll always care for you, I'll always be there for you. Though it's easier said than done.
Using a phrase, I think it's a good thing to say to each other. We need to make those kinds of promises. Here's a song called Mother Don't Mother Me, which kind of tells the story about, notice how I'm kind of moving into a little Western accent here or something. tells a story about my mother and who she is. And I guess it betrays some of my feelings, too. Okay, I'm going to start this.
Three:15 and the school bells ring. We were free for another day. In the mad parade from the second grade, I made my homeward way. Up the stairs, I jumped them in pairs. The door slammed like a bomb. Once inside, I dropped my pride and I simply yelled for Mom. She was always there in foul affair whenever I would call. With a chocolate chip, or when my pants would rip, or when I'd lose my basketball. She was giving her life as a mother and wife. She performed it all with a bomb. A thin gold band on a rough chapped hand, that's how I remember Mom. But mother, don't mother me before you hear me call. Mother, brothers was enough for two mothers, but she handled us all alone. Papa came home when the supper was on, but he never stayed for long. I wonder why she never cried, what with him being gone and all. As I felt her pain, I learned to see her gain become door stopped slamming. Mom became a grandma when Lily bore our girl. A troubled life with my own good wife has helped me to see more clear. Mother may be far away, but Mom is always near. Mother, don't bother me before you hear me call. Mother, don't bother me, I'm not your all in all. Mother, don't bother me before you hear me call. Mother, don't bother me, I'm not your all in all.
Well, this is a song that I sang the other night, but I'd like to sing it again. I think it's important to keep working on your relationship with your parents as you form your identity. And I think it's also important to give yourself space when you don't feel like it, but not to avoid it forever. The song about my mother was kind of a statement about where I was with her maybe 3 years ago. I was holding quite a bit of anger and needed to find a way to find out what that was all about and communicate with her on the basis of what I found out. And I did that, and we're in a different place now, which feels good. The same goes with the song about my father that I sang the other night, Lullaby for Father. That was maybe 6 years ago. And we've gone through some other things since then, although I haven't written a song about those. But I'll sing this one. It's called Lullaby for Father. And the reason it's called Lullaby for Father is because I don't have a recollection of my father singing me songs at bedtime. In fact, I don't have a recollection of him ever being there at bedtime to tuck me in. And at a certain point in my life, there was a big hole because of that. That represented something. And so I kind of went through this little fantasy where I laid down and I thought, well, if he was going to sing me a song, what song would he sing me? And I couldn't think of one, so I said, well, I guess I'm lying here, I guess I'll just have to sing him one and start the chain of song going. That's how this song got written. So I'm lying there singing to him. How deeply do you love me, Father? Is there more than you might show? I have never heard you say it. How am I to know? You've lived on my perimeter with words of praise or reprimand. Was this your way of loving me? Oh, how am I to understand? I've seen you working hard and long, providing for your family. Bread and meat and words of wisdom, is your love in them to see? I think I know, I think I see, I think you love me true. Still, I'd like to hear you say, is there more than I might show? You have never heard me say it. How are you to know? Many times I've tried to earn your praise, conform to your command. Was this my way of loving you? Oh, how are you to understand? Now I am on the outside, knowing your responsibility, and bread and meat and words of wisdom, no, they're not enough for me. For words of love need speaking between a father and his son. And so I'd like to tell you now, I love you.
to tell you now.